Amsterdam is festivalstad en Amsterdam FM is erbij. Live vanaf de grootste evenementen van Amsterdam, hier is Festival FM.
Een hele goede middag, het is zaterdag 21 oktober, 5:03. Van harte welkom bij aflevering 5 van Festival FM van Amsterdam FM op Radio Salto. Mijn naam is Oscar van Oorschot. Ja, en mocht je dit programma nou voor het eerst horen, en we zijn er niet elke week. Festival FM is een pop-up programma van Amsterdam FM, waarin wij, als het uitkomt, verslag doen van grote evenementen in de stad. Afgelopen zomer deden we dat bijvoorbeeld tijdens de Pride, tijdens het Grachtenfestival. Ja, en vandaag zenden we uit vanuit onze eigen studio boven de Triumph in de Kalverstraat. En deze uitzending staat geheel in het teken van het grootste culturele evenement van Nederland. Het Amsterdam Dance Event, oftewel ADE. 400.000 bezoekers, bijna 3.000 artiesten en meer dan 1.000 grote en kleine evenementen. Ja, en ik moet zeggen, ADE, het gaat me aan het hart. Al 10 jaar ben ik erbij en het grootste deel van die tijd doe ik er ook verslag van. ADE is natuurlijk woensdag al begonnen, duurt nog tot en met morgen. Ja, maandagochtend. En ik vind het heerlijk om tijdens ADE gewoon een beetje door de stad te slenteren. De hele stad ademt het Amsterdam Dance Event. Of het dan gaat om de vlaggen op de bruggen, gele zitkubussen. Ik vind het zelfs fijn om de hele week Engels om me heen te horen. De rest van het jaar stoor ik me eraan, maar nu vind ik het eigenlijk wel fijn. Gewoon dat je gewoon merkt van het bruist, er gebeurt iets in de stad. Dat vind ik heel chill. Ja, ik heb zelf ook al een flink programma achter de rug. Zo ben ik gisteren bij Martin Garrix geweest in de Rai. Vanmiddag nog bij Brooks in de Stand Pop-Up Store op de Prins Hendrikade. Woensdag bij Timmy Trumpet. Donderdag bij Music by Lucas. En dat is toch maar een hele kleine selectie. Ik heb ook interviews gedaan en die ga je vanmiddag horen. Zo sprak ik met trans DJ Achilles. Een opkomend talent op het label van Armin van Buuren. Ook spreek ik met de Britse Fortella. En zometeen hoor je een interview met de Australische techno-grootheid Juliet Fox. Maar eerst mijn persoonlijke ADE-anthem van het jaar. Dat is afkomstig van Bennett. Was sur ton chemin. Bennett en Voix sur ton chemin. Ik dacht echt, dit gaat de ADE-hit worden. Dit wordt de opvolger van Drugs from Amsterdam. Maar ik heb hem nog niet heel vaak gehoord. Ik hoop dat dat vanavond nog verandert. Wat een goede plaat, zeg. Ja, we zijn natuurlijk ook een beetje aan het voorbereiden op de grote feestje dat vanavond losbarst. Even een beetje opwarmen. Maar het is natuurlijk ook gewoon goed om een beetje met de mensen te praten. Zo sprak ik afgelopen week in Hotel de L'Europe. Dat is natuurlijk ook niet het allerminste hotel. Daar sprak ik met Juliet Fox. En daar gaan we nu even naar luisteren. Ja, ik zit bij een techno-dj uit Australië. Ze woont tegenwoordig in het techno-mekka van de wereld, Berlijn. Ze draait deze ADE onder andere op Awakenings en op het festival Verknipt. It's Juliet Fox. Juliet, I just told the listeners you're playing this ADE at Awakenings. I saw on your Instagram that you played your first Awakenings earlier this year. And that was quite an emotional moment. How come?
I mean, for me, like, because Awakenings is one festival I've always... just loved, I guess, going there like a long time ago as a raver. So to be able to perform at it, like, was just incredible, especially, you know, coming from Australia, you know, and being able to, yeah, tick off such a big event.
And what's so special about it, about the festival?
I think it was just the experience that I had when I went there many years ago, because just the music, the location and the people there especially. But I think mostly, yeah, the music itself is just incredible.
Yeah, you played a lot of crazy places. You played huge festivals like Awakenings, like Burning Man, for example, in the desert. But you also play like, yeah, really small basements. Where do you like to play the most?
Actually, I used to love playing just in clubs. I still do, you know, like when it's a small capacity, because I love that intimate vibe. But for me, like this year, I've really like loved the challenge of playing festivals. I think it's incredible because you can connect with like such a wide audience, you know, not just the smaller like numbers, but like to be able to move so many people as well emotionally is just amazing.
And does it also take like a different approach to play for a small or big crowd?
Yeah, actually, now I've gone and done the switch. I find it's a lot more harder to play like for smaller clubs, because, you know, you need to make sure that whatever number is in there, 200, 1,000 people are really like into the music. Whereas at a festival, I guess, you know, there can be a few people on the side not really like maybe dancing as much, or they can be or whatever. So yeah, I find it more challenging.
You kind of notice what everybody's doing in the meantime.
Exactly, yeah. And if one person looks like they're not like perhaps enjoying one track, then it's my job to like to change it.
And you're also going to play this ADE on top of a crane at the NDSM Wharf. Have you ever done something like that before?
Actually, I have performed there. I played there 2019 for Exit. I did like a live stream there. But this time, yeah, I mean, it's going to be for Mixmag. And yeah, I'm really excited for this, because it'll be my second, I guess, like stream for Mixmag this year.
Are there any other crazy places you have performed, like on top of a crane, in the desert? Is there anything else on the list?
I mean, I've played... or performed in a castle before, which is pretty fun, you know, in some like weird locations like that. I mean, in Australia we have like the bush doofs, they call it, so like out in the middle of nowhere, which is, yeah, that was amazing to be able to perform, like, you know, in like just pure like scrubland.
I also heard you record your own vocals for your own tracks. It would seem very scary to me, because like you always feel like, okay, this is my voice and this, it's just the way it is. Like, is it hard to do your own vocals?
And for me now, I guess I find it easier to do that than, you know, looking for samples, because that was the whole part of why I started to record my own voice, because I didn't like what, you know, was available, and I find it easier to be able to record in. In fact, like I will make a track perhaps just with a kick and like a small melody, and then I record the vocals in, and that also builds like the track itself. So yeah, it's fun.
Yeah, techno is also getting bigger and bigger, also at this ADE. Also like the world famous commercial DJs are like starting to play techno nowadays. Do you think it's a good thing that techno is getting bigger and more commercial, or should it actually stay more in the underground?
I think it's important for music to just progress and move, and, you know, it's always going to keep doing that. So what we think is perhaps underground will just become, you know, commercial to a point, and then music style will change again. So I don't I don't have a problem with it. I think as long as people like are playing music that connects to people, that's what's important.
All right. I will also talk today to Juliet Fox, another female DJ. And she's actually also like fighting for like gender equality in the DJ scene. And like at least in the mainstream scene, it's like almost everybody's a guy. And I feel like in the techno scene, there's more space for women. Do you have any idea how that's possible?
I mean, it's great that there is. I don't know if it's just because that you're finding that women, presenting themselves like with like, you know, this tougher kind of approach. I think that's what it is. And maybe just they've got better taste in music.
But do female DJs also have like a different approach, maybe in creating music or in performing compared to men?
I think, yeah, definitely it's like, you know, a feminine approach of mixing, you know, and now people like, obviously, the way they perform, but equally, like, I've seen guys, you know, performing with, you know, high energy as well as girls to it. So I do think that it's equal in both areas of that.
So it's just a bunch of prejudices that there are differences between men and women behind the decks.
Yeah, I do think so. I mean, I think it's like the way you perform, the energy you give off, and obviously, you know, your music production and track selection, that's what's important.
All right. And we also have your own label, Trigambe, if I say it correctly. I find it an odd name. Where does it come from?
It's actually my real surname. and I actually created the label in lockdown because I felt like I wanted to have some legacy with my family name. And it was meant to only be for putting my own music out, but now I've obviously opened up to other artists. So yeah, we'll see where it goes.
Yeah, I also saw you just also sound like another artist on that label. Are you also coming up with some more music of your own in the future, near future?
Yes, next year I'll have a release in March. It'll be on coming out on my own label. But for now, I'm trying to focus on like building the label up with having like new up and coming artists as well.
What should an artist like? What's like the thing that artists should have to be signed on your label?
It's mostly about the connection that I have with the artists, and obviously I also have to connect to the tracks that they're sending, and just the way they contact me or they present themselves as well. It's just about being nice, really.
So if I'm nice to you, I could get signed on your label.
Yeah, exactly. That's it.
All right. We can see you at Awakenings, we can see you at Verknipt and at the Crane at NESM. Juliet Fox, thank you so much.
You're going on a journey. A journey through memory. Your destination, a place. And time you've been before. You're going on a journey. A journey through memory. Your destination, a place, and time you've been before.
Radio Salto. Mo P en Dresscode. Het is de gasten achter Drugs van MC. Maar daarvoor hoorde je Juliet Fox met Techno in Space. Het volgende interview komt gewoon vanuit onze eigen Amsterdam FM studio. Hij is een trance producer uit Australië. Getekend op het label van Armin van Buuren. En heeft samenwerkingen met trance grootheden als Mark Sixman en Andrew Royale op zijn naam. A warm welcome to Achilles. Welcome, Andrew. I've heard you've been DJing for just over 1 year. Is that correct?
Yeah, kind of. Well, the Achilles Project has only been going for maybe 2 or 3 years now. But I was making music a long time before that. Achilles is kind of brand new. So that's the project that I've had the most success with and super excited about right now. We've had some big things happening. So, yeah.
All right. You are signed on Armada. It's the label of Armin van Buuren. How did he discover you?
How did Armin discover me? Probably, that's a hard question to answer, but in the scene, it's a small world, yeah? So I think maybe through Ruben de Ronde, the co-host of ASOT, we connected initially during the pandemic because we were both Twitch streamers. So he was quite big on Twitch and I like had a bit of a following on Twitch. So we connected there. And then when the world opened up, we were able to meet up. And at that point, I was starting to engage with Armada as a label and release on the label. So yeah, that's the way.
And this week was the announcement of the top 101 producers, yeah. Which is like a list. Like, it's not something you can vote for. It's really like based on how often your songs are being played by other DJs on the radio, yeah. On festivals, and so on. You're number 43. Yeah, I feel like your career is going pretty fast for someone who, yeah, has just been going on with the Achilles Project for a couple of years.
Yeah, well, like I said, it always looks from the outside like it's fast, but usually yeah. With most artist projects that become successful, there's a lot of work in the background that goes into it. So for me, it's been many years, but that ranking is a lot higher than I expected this year. Like I was 64 last year, but on a personal level, I was blown away because it's the only list we have in the dance scene that's a true meritocracy. No one can influence it or there's no voting. It's just by how many plays or how many times your music has been played by other DJs. So, yeah, it's awesome. I'm still pinching myself. I didn't expect to be higher than I was last year, and I'm like 23 spots higher or something like that. So, yeah, incredible.
But it's also that because the trance genre has become kind of a niche. Like, it used to be really big, like the main style around the zeros. And now there are so many other styles, and then as a trance DJ at number 43, I think that's also really special.
Yeah, it is. I mean, I always, I don't really put myself in the trance box, but like the trance fans are super, super passionate and they, you know, they love, you know, my music. There's a lot of different types of trance. So it crosses over. People like to throw the terms around trance, big room, future rave, big room techno now. These are all genres that I dabble in and I have kind of my own sound. But yeah, I don't think genres are as important as they used to be. To me, good music is good music. And as long as it's more of a vibe, you know, you can hear a song and say that's an Achilles record, then I'm happy.
And do you have any future goals to accomplish with Achilles?
Yeah, I mean, obviously accolades like the top 100 producers is awesome. I think there's certain shows and parts of the world that I want to play. That's probably my biggest goal. So I don't give too much away. They're all up here. But
You feel like you jinx it if you tell which festivals you'd like to play? Or
well, but also I think it's important to just enjoy the journey and not get too bogged down by the desire for success. Success is awesome, but the whole process has to be fun. That's what I tell other people as well coming up. Like, if it becomes, you have to work really hard, no doubt, but it has to stay fun because otherwise you're just going to burn out and when you get an award like I got yesterday, it's nice to just sit back and reflect and say, and be grateful. Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard through the grapevine that you're learning Dutch. For someone from Australia, I think that's quite extraordinary. What did you learn so far?
I think I'm on 120 something day on Duolingo. So all the Duolingo phrases are very strange for an Australian. I don't know if you've ever used it, but they teach you grammar through like strange phrases, like the first nouns they teach you are fruit or fruit in Dutch. So you might say, they get you to repeat back like ik ben een appel, something stupid like that. But yeah, you can just basic grammar and stuff. I do find certain things are very different to English, but some things are the same. The certain sounds like the G, the sound that's difficult.
That's hard for everyone that's not Dutch.
Yes, yeah. But getting there.
But is there also a specific reason you're learning Dutch? Are you like about to move here or?
Well, I've been here so many times now, and I was here earlier this year for 3 months or so. Mm-hmm. It's like a second home. I love this city, Amsterdam. It's amazing. The rest of Holland too. I have so many friends here in the music scene. It's a small world, especially in the dance music scene.
Everybody's Dutch.
Yeah, everybody's Dutch, or we come here to hang out.
Yeah, and of course it's ADE this week. How does your ADE look like as an artist? Like, what are you doing besides being here?
Yeah, so last year my ADE was very, very hectic, and it was nice. It was my first ADE, but this year I've learned a bit from that crazy schedule that I had. So I'm this year focusing on just more the evening events. Last year I was doing a lot of writing camps during the day and parties at night, which gets too much. So this year I'm just doing things like this, a bit more laid back, spreading things out, meetings and interviews. And tomorrow's a big day. We've got two shows, or one at ASOT on the radio, and then Future Rave Music. I'll be playing there around 6:30 p.m. Mm-hmm. And A State of Trance, I'm on at 2:20 p.m. So yeah, if you're listening to the radio or on the live stream, you can catch me there.
All right. Music-wise, is there anything coming up, or are you also using the time here to create some new music with other artists that happen to be in Amsterdam right now?
Yeah, so a lot of us artists at ADE do writing camps. This year I'm not doing any, but last year I was. That's something that we often do. This year I wanted to focus on other things. But to be honest, me personally, everyone's different, but the best music kind of gets made spontaneously for me. So I don't like to put too much pressure when you come to an event and, you know, I'm going to make music, I'm going to collaborate with this person. The best thing to do is just connect with people. You can always hit them up. It's a small world now with the internet. So if you make a connection as an artist with another artist you want to collaborate with, you can always send them a text later in the year and say, hey, what do you think of this? What do you think of that? But that's just me. Everyone has a different process.
All right. And finally, I don't know a lot about Greek mythology, but if I know one thing about like the ancient Achilles, it's that he had a weak spot. And I was wondering what your weak spot is.
My weak spot? Man, you're putting me on the spot. I think I probably alluded to it before, like something I'm getting better at is just being present and staying in the moment. Because when you're an artist or any kind of entrepreneur, you really have your eyes set on the future all the time. And after a while, what I'm learning is if you are too focused on the future, you don't get to enjoy the present. So that's something that I'm probably getting better at as the years go by.
All right. Thanks a lot, Achilles. And we're going to play a song of you right now.
Amazing. Thank you.
Really, really dance me. Amsterdam FM, de cultuurzender van de hoofdstad. Weet wat er speelt.
Tell me where to go, what to do.
To another flow.
Tell me where to go, what to do.
To another flow.
Is fucking ADE. Knock 2 en Dashstar. En daarvoor hoorde je Achilles in zijn remix samen met Andrew Riel van Delirium en Silence. Ik zit naast een Britse DJ met Noorse roots. Ze scoorde vorig jaar een hit met het nummer Get Up Off The Floor met meer dan 20 miljoen streams inmiddels. En ook zette ze zich in voor meer emancipatie van vrouwelijke DJ's. Het is niemand minder dan Fortella. Fortella, how are you?
Hi, I'm really good, thank you.
Yeah, ADE has just started. Well, it's day two when we're recording this. What does your schedule look like for ADE, for an artist like you?
I'd say like busy, but like, as I was just saying, nice busy. So we're back to back, but we're not having to like run around loads of different places and sweat, but like between meeting to meeting. So yeah.
Yeah, but like my experience is like I go from party to meeting and then like I should find time somewhere to sleep. Do you also have that problem or?
No, I mean, well, she hopes not. I'm being good this year. I was in bed by 1 o'clock last night.
Oh, that's really, yeah, early.
Probably similar tonight and let's see about Friday.
All right, you just go hard on the weekends.
Oh yeah, I'm trying to be, but I'm too old to go hard.
I've read you've got into DJing because you used to live above a nightclub and you just wanted to check out what the neighbors were doing and you fell in love with it. What kind of club was it?
Yeah, so it was a club that would play mainly electronic music, all different types, all different like genres, subgenres. And what was really cool is that it was like a basement club. So the booth is really intimate on this level. So the crowd is literally where you and I are. Bare brick. And when you have massive DJs go down and perform with such a small, intimate venue, it's really magical. And that was like one of my reasons.
And what attracted you so much when you walked into that club?
Well, I lived above it, and I mean, I didn't choose where I was living, but I lived above it, and it's an old listed building, so it's old, like, historic building anyway, which a lot of Amsterdam's, not the same, but kind of has that history. So this building did as well, and the club was in the basement, and yeah.
Well, you couldn't tell, but you're a female DJ. You also want to be an example for other girls and women that want to get into DJing and want to make it as a DJ. I often hear the DJ scene is a man's world. Is it harder to get into the DJ scene as a woman?
I'd say yeah, definitely. Although it is changing, and luckily now there are people that believe in you based on what you're showing rather than based on the fact that you're a woman or not. So do give you help and, you know, ways to show yourself.
Because what are the prejudices you're facing or like have faced when you were starting?
I mean, it's like a pretty obvious one. It's like you are judged because you're a woman, you're not a good DJ, and you can't be a good DJ because it's a man's world, because men usually started it. That's the number one.
What I also heard about some female DJs, also one of those prejudices, is that like everything is pre-recorded and they're just there to be pretty. Is that also one of the things you hear?
That's what I mean. Like all stuff like this, like, oh, they're not doing it live. Like if they're showing a skill set, it's not real. Someone else has done it. And it's from people usually, some within the industry or people that like are outside that just have this idea anyway. Or that women are there to look a certain way and that's why they're there. So yeah, it's the same.
And in your view, is there a difference in style or approach for female DJs and producers compared to male DJs?
No, I think they're both the same. Like, it depends on the individual. People tend to say that women went towards house, like rather than like subgenres like bass, garage, drum and bass, EDM. But I disagree. I just feel like there was less women on the scene to begin with. But now, like in terms of the way that your DJ is down to you. It's down to the style that you have, the style that you develop, the style from your background of what you've played or learned to play on. It's different. It doesn't really matter if you're male or female.
Yeah, because I know, for example, like I'm really like based in the EDM scene, and that's really like almost everybody's a guy, and there's like a handful of women. But I just came from Juliet Fox, a techno DJ, and I feel like there are like a lot of female techno DJs that are like really high on the list, like Charlotte de Witte, Juliet Fox, of course, Emily Lenz. Do you think the techno scene might be more progressive than other styles?
I didn't think about it like that. I mean, it could be like that, or it could just be the fact that you have these talented women that just happen to all like techno at this time and they pop up. I'm not sure. Perhaps, I think definitely with like the more underground like dance worlds within like techno house, tech house, it is more accepting to be a woman. But maybe it's just because they've been more popular at that time. I'm not too sure.
Are there any challenges that need to be fixed in the next few years?
Yeah, definitely, like equality on lineups, but that is changing. Like people are now standing up and saying, like, if there's a lineup that is just towards men, this isn't acceptable. You need to put other women, other DJs on this lineup and not just give them the warm-up slots. So it is changing, and I just think it just needs to continue like this. We need to show praise to people that are showing gender equality, like well done for whoever that's done it, and also shaming those that don't, you know, because then that also shouldn't be accepted.
All right, and finally, do you have any new music coming up? Is this like a time to like connect with other artists as well to make music?
Yeah, this is definitely a time to like connect and get inspired and meet up with people and get more creative juices flowing. And in terms of music, I do have some stuff coming. I can't say when. I'm going to say soon. Soon. Yeah, hopefully before the end of this year.
All right. Thanks a lot, Fortella, for your time. If you wonder what it feels like,
let the colors come to life, yeah. Hoi, ik ben Nicky Romero. Je luistert naar Oscar van Oorschot op Amsterdam FM.
Op Amsterdam FM tijdens Festival FM. Hardwell en Nick Romero, I Wanna Dance, gisteren uitgekomen. En daarvoor hoorde je Fortella en Anaïs met Mon Chéri. Ja, het is alweer dag 4 van ADE. En dat is een goed moment om een beetje de balans op te maken van wat nou de grootste floor fillers zijn dit Amsterdam Dance Event. Het hoeven niet altijd de nieuwste hits te zijn, zoals Gimme 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 van Amba vorig jaar, een van de meest gedraaide platen. Maar wat is nou de top 5 van dit jaar? Ik heb een beetje zitten turven de afgelopen weken in de club. En ja, op basis van mijn eigen waarneming is dit de top 3.
Nummer 3!
Een plaat, oorspronkelijk uit 2009, in 2023 geremixed. Afrojack met Polka Dots in de Space Ducks remix.
We should all wear polka dots. We should all wear...
Ja, dit is een klassieker. Uit 2000 en gewoon nog steeds een knaller. Zombie Nation en Kenka 400.
Nummer 1!
Ja, en de nummer 1, de meest geraakte plaat, kan er eigenlijk maar eentje zijn. Die staat ook hoog in de hitlijsten al wekenlang. Het is ook gewoon een hele goede plaat. Het is een plaat van Kesso, Ray en D-Block Europe. Het nummer heet Prada. En dat is, mijns inziens, toch wel de ADE-hit van 2023.
Niggas still sad and break on the way, Molly mad, he's on the way. Get a shot of my ticket and wrist, don't
feel like I'm in Prince's house. Sitting down on the side, can't see straight. I'm 22, I'm in Paris, baby.
Thank you.
zometeen Transmission. In de Joris Voorn remix op Festival FM van Amsterdam FM op Radio Salto. En daarmee zijn we alweer aan het eind gekomen van deze ADE-special van Festival FM van Amsterdam FM op Radio Salto. De interviews met Juliet Fox, Achilles en Fortella kun je in de loop van de avond terugvinden op amsterdamfm.nl. Ik ben maandag alweer te horen met de Media Week samen met mijn collega Nora. Dat is om 4 uur hier op Radio Salto. Dan gaan we het onder andere hebben over het nieuwe seizoen van Boos en de Videoland-documentaire over Joris van der Sloot. We doen dit jaar nog 1 aflevering van Festival FM. Dat is op zondag 12 november om 1 uur 's middags. Dat zal zijn in de vorm van een extra uitzending van het programma Moet Je Nou Eens Horen van Irene de Kuiper. Die gaat namelijk een speciale uitzending maken vanuit het Allard Pierson tijdens de museumnacht. De opname is op 4 november om 8 uur. Kom gezellig langs. En op 12 november dus op de radio. Mijn naam is Oscar van Oorschot. Bedankt voor het luisteren en tot snel. Dit is Peggy Goo. It's on my mind.